The Guardian.
Hello and welcome to the Big Chill podcast with me, Ty. Coming to you from the 2008 festival in the stunning countryside of Eastnor Castle Deer Park in Herefordshire. Now, some festivals are mucky, musty and grungy, but not the Big Chill. This is a rather more chilled out affair with high nights, mellow mornings and eclectic arts and entertainments. The music this year is pretty diverse, ranging from Leonard Cohen to The Orb. There is comedy from comedians such as The Mighty Boosh, and multimedia events such as Action Dub Painting with Lee Perry, visually interpreting Adrian Sherwood's dub soundtrack on canvas. But in this podcast, we're going to hear the festival's diverse spoken word content. I've recently returned to my poetry roots. I'm still rapping, mind you, so it's not spoken word in the traditional sense. But that's one of the great things about the words in Motion Tent. Here at the Big Chill Festival, the boundaries are blurred. You can hear performance poets next to beatbox artists, next to poetry slam champions, plus readings and discussions from authors and journalists. Coming up in this program, we'll be hearing performances from legends such as Jamaican dub poet Jean Binter Breeze, and I'll be talking to the People's Poet Laureate, John Hegley, and checking what festival doers do in their own downtime, as this is the place for chilling. But first up, Ital Source and Kim Trusty. Kim is a softly spoken, half-Canadian and half-Jamaican performance poet. Ital Source is a new hip-hop trio from the Midlands. The result? Inspire Me.
Inspire me, poetry, art, and society. Style that we use is variety. Practical, not protocol. We're keeping it focal to help you understand the social. Inspire me, poetry, art, and society. Style that we use is variety. Practical, not protocol. We're keeping it vocal to help you understand the social. Come on now.
Sitting at the dock of a bay, true no woman, no cry, it taught me how to walk this way. With no trouble in mind, even though the bridge is over. The language that we use is beauty. Aesthetically speaking, not to rant, but a chant with charm. I greet you, I never came here to cause harm. I'm not always inspired by art, but I see it represents life. That's where I'll start. It's how you define that state. You reinterpretate in a way that helps you create. If you're not in the mood for some good conversation, mentally you know it's right for true elevation. As opposed to degradation, forget all your schisms. The source, we deal with realism. Spoken world, you can't handle that. We real hip-hop while those other fools rap.
Open wide and speak your double Dutch scotch bonnet tangerine happenings. Shake your gypsy tambourine love songs. Lament the lean-fingered man who didn't love you enough. The mother who loved you too much. Tell truth that leaves third-degree burns on your lips. Tell lies more beautiful than the sleepy face of your firstborn. It isn't all buttercups. Errors will pop up like teenage acne, but there is treatment for this too. So listen, listen closely. There are secrets between the beats of a hummingbird's wings, and your ears must be attuned. Read. Road signs, newspapers discarded on Midlands, buses, your grandmother's palm. Remember, you are in the company of warriors. Remember.
Poetry, art, and society. Style that we use is variety. Practical, not protocol. We're keeping it vocal to help you understand the social. Inspire me, poetry, art, and society. Style that we use is variety. Practical, not protocol. We're keeping it vocal to help you understand the social. Come on, man. I'm sitting on
the dock of the bay. The Big Chill Podcast from the 2008 Festival at Eastnor.
One important spoken word ingredient at the Big Chill is comedy. The festival has teamed up with the Underbelly from Edinburgh to produce a lineup of comic talent, old and new. The bill includes Channel 4's Rob Rouse, Adam Buxton, Mitch Benn, as well as the celebrated comedian Bill Bailey, who kicked off yesterday's Big Chill night.
And that was... I was thinking, wouldn't this make a great national anthem? It'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? That was our national anthem. It'd be great. Major sporting events, like the Olympics opening ceremony. Here comes the United Kingdom. Ow! It'd be fantastic. Because I always feel sorry for those Eastern European countries, because they've got rotten national anthems, don't they? Here comes Belarus. Hey! A little guy at the front, stupid national anthem. A Look at this flag. Two bears fighting over a pineapple. You can't get pineapple in Belarus. Where did the bears get it from? They must have stolen it from a supermarket. What does this say about Belarus? Come to our country where wild animals will steal your fruit. See, Mr. Bush, he's actually very into the environment. What are you into, Mr. Bush?
Wetlands.
Oh, wetlands. Oh, yeah. Why is that?
Our wetlands help to trap pollution.
Yes.
They reduce the impact of floods.
Okay.
Wetlands. Wetlands.
Yeah, and who's that for?
And for people like my wife who like to watch birds. For guys like me who like to fish. Wetlands.
Ah. Okay, Mr. President, what are the three things that you would say is your legacy of the war in Iraq? Just three things. That's all I want.
Bigger tree, bigger tree, bigger tree, bigger tree, bigger tree, bigger tree, bigger tree. Drugs at concentration camps.
Are you sure about that? Would you like to kind of rephrase that? Three things.
Freedom. 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 Choice. Wetlands.
Hi, it's Ty. I'm here at the Big Chill Lake, sitting beside one of the most enigmatic performers I've ever seen in my life, and also a very different type of comic poet, John Hegley. How are you doing, John?
Hello. Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, it's nice to be here by the water. I find it calming. So it's a bit frenetic. We just sort of finished the show.
Yeah.
Well, when I say we, because you did it as well. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. How did you think the show went?
Very nice ambience in there tonight. I mean, that tent just really works. The people just seem to be up a notch, really, from a normal gig. I've really felt that tonight.
Yeah, I think you had them in the palm of your hand from the beginning.
What it was there was a bit of adversity at the start that just really helped us, because the bass, we couldn't get the bass
right
to sound right. And then when Sarah, the sound technician, came and held the double bass, it was just a brilliant moment. And I just sort of think everybody thought this is something else, really.
Sarah's running about on the stage looking for something else to engage with the bass. Oh, yeah, yeah, something to place in front of the bass. Maybe a microphone will do. Ooh, 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 ooh. Maybe that microphone there. Sarah, there, Sarah, a microphone. Look, maybe that one will do. Standing on the landing, there's a dodo in my home. I don't know how it got in here. I'm on the telephone. Says the dodo, Quasimodo, was a bell ringer I've heard. And if I had a dead ringer, then I wouldn't have to be the only bird of my kind. I wouldn't have to stand alone. Get off the telephone. So I do as I
John, can. How do you prepare your work?
When you say prepare, do you mean prepare for the performance or prepare for the page?
How do you prepare for the page?
Play around with stuff, sort of put bits all over a page and then try and put them to try and order them. Although sometimes you'll write something and it will just come out and you just need to sort of tweak it. Sometimes you're just forcing yourself to let it come. You have to push yourself
right
beyond, oh yeah, let me think about that. No, don't think about that, write it.
And
then put it right.
Is there an element when you perform it of actually not necessarily making mistakes, but basically not just, do you let it free fall or is it all a...
No, it can go freely.
I mean, okay.
You've got to rely on the... People see, if you make an error and you do something with it, they can see that you got up when you fell at a nasty fall,
yeah,
know. So they appreciate that.
Right.
So you've not got to be scared of falling.
Okay. All right.
And let me ask you a question, because
okay,
you asked all the questions. First of all, mm-hmm, how do you feel about being called a performance poet, or do you not be called that?
I don't really. A reason why I don't like it, because I feel like sometimes, as a performer, I'm doing more than just performing poetry. I'm actually putting myself on the line. I'm communicating emotional anecdotes and lyrics and bits and pieces of my life to you personally. So it's almost like, is performing poetry a title that makes sense? I'm not sure.
Yeah, performing, you see, I think performing poetry,
mm-hmm,
so it's sort of somebody who performs poetry is a much better title.
Right.
Because to some extent...
Performance.
See, I prefer performing poet.
Yeah.
I don't know if you are the same as I. I have pieces that work on the page that stay more or less stay on the page, and I'll skim through my book and I'll never read them out. I don't know if that's the same for you.
Yeah, I do that a lot. I have pieces that I don't read out or I don't finish, but then when I perform them live, it, you ad lib to kind of, you know, you turn the corner with the ad lib depending on the audience.
Yeah.
And you seem to do that amazingly.
Well, thank you. When it's like tonight, and there's right. a chemistry going on between you and the audience.
Right.
You just seem to turn the right corners at the right speed, and that's just how it was tonight. It just sort of things went in the right direction tonight.
Okay, thank you. I mean, personally, myself, seeing you do that, and I've seen you do it many times, it's breathtaking. I would say if you was a rapper, you'd be a freestyle champion. As a rapper, we could learn a lot from you, not just because of the ad-libbing, but the actual breadth of what you say and what you talk about and what you actually attack.
Well, I hope we can have that dialogue.
And with that, I'd like to say thank you very much, John. Thank you for having us. I know you're off for a drink in a minute.
You're very welcome to come.
Well, I think we're coming.
Good.
Well, as a performer at the Big Chill Festival, I hate to admit it, but part of the charm of the festival is the stuff that happens off the stage. The friendly vibe of the place encourages a whole lot of relaxing, chilling, perhaps a stroll through the mysterious art trail. And I've come over to the croquet, and I've got some friends that are going to teach me and show me what exactly is going on.
Okay, so what you need to do is grab yourself a croquet stick, and we're going to go towards number one.
Okay.
Through the legs. Got it through the legs, otherwise you get thrown out.
Okay. All right, so you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm about to use the mallet between my legs, forcing the ball over to croquet spot number one. Okay, here we go. Tiger Woods, watch out. Fucking legend. Excuse my language.
Your go, Paul.
It's your go, Paul. We're in competition, Paul. There's no friends here. Oh, close, but not close enough. Sure, your name is?
Rose.
And how long have you been playing croquet, Rose?
About 4 minutes now.
4 minutes, okay. We got professionals here. Oh, close. All right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for having us. Thank you very much for this croquet lesson. So we're passing the poetry tent. Some live poetry going on right now. We're heading over to the dress-up tent. I can see, oh my God, it's like a fashion show. Wow.
This is the dressing up box, and the whole idea is to come down and find an outfit and get yourself dressed up, and then some of the stuff's for sale, but a lot of it is for hire.
Okay, so what range of clothing can we go to? Is it like fancy dress?
We've got loads and loads of vintage old theatre costumes and things, so sort of big elaborate dresses down to underwear and swimsuits and nighties, and men love to wear a dress, you know, so we've got a lot of man-sized dresses over here.
Okay, you got like a double X size?
Double X size. We've got something that would fit you.
You got something for me? Yeah. Okay. So you never saw this, but it's about to happen. Gloria Gaynor, watch out. Okay, hello. So what's your name?
My name's Flory.
Hello, Flory. So what are you looking to dress up in today?
I would like to dress up as a fairy.
As a fairy?
Yeah.
And tonight, Flory is dressing up as a fairy. So is this your first time coming to Big Chill?
Yeah, it is.
You enjoying it so far?
Yeah, I love it. It's a massive chill.
Yeah, it's wicked. All right. So I'm just, you know, I'm coursing through the windmills of my life at Big Chill, and I bump into Charlie Dark.
Hi, the great, the one and only man. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm very, very good.
You got the kids, you got the missus.
The full Dark entourage are here. The tent is up.
Wow. So what are you catching tonight? What's your thing?
Tonight, I'm going to be checking the Words in Motion stuff in the poetry tent. And then I'm going to go and check out the Body and Soul session with Rod Trent and Joe Clasell late tonight. Hopefully the children will be asleep. And we're going to toss a coin to see which one of us gets to go out.
That's right.
As I said,
it's a new life.
10 years ago, I came here. Well, I won't actually tell you what was in my bag, but now I'm just carrying around a bag of nappies. it's all very different now. Wicked. But I'm having a good time.
Wicked. We've walked out of the hustle and bustle of the actual kind of pathway. We found a massage tent. It's like a massage retreat on the side of the pavement. A combination of head massages, back massages. I think there's some feet massages going on.
Okay. So what is your name?
Ty.
Ty, I'm Laurence. What do you fancy, back, neck, shoulder?
Back, neck and shoulder would be exquisite.
Yeah? Would you like the pressure to be quite deep?
Pressure is deep. I've got a little pain in the back. Yeah. Stress from life of living in the UK. Please eradicate it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right there. Right there, that's it. I don't know if I can keep talking through this massage, people. It's too good. Okay, people. I'm signing off.
going into land.
You're listening to the Big Chill Podcast from the 2008 festival at East North with Ty.
My name is Charlie Dark and I'm your host for this afternoon. We're at the Big Chill, it's 2008, and we're here in the Words in Motion tent to celebrate the release and celebration for Apples and Snakes, a mysterious organisation that works in the literature world. And they've been around for 25 years, my friends, which is a long look. As when you tell people that you want to write poetry, they kind of look at you like you're a bit nuts. They just done an album called Too Far.
Yesterday was really a chance for everybody that was involved in the 2-5 album, which is obviously the 25-year celebration of Apples and Snakes. It was an opportunity for the audience and people and the Big Chill to see that experience together live with the different participants performing individual sets. I mean, we went from Ital Source over to Zena Edwards to Jamie Woon doing a really beautiful little set. I was really captivated by what he did. Over to Gene Binter Breeze. It was interlaced with so much different spices that I'd hate to taste that burger all at once.
The next poet I'm going to bring to the stage is Foundation, influential, stalwart, someone hook her up with an MBE now. She deserves it, because if it wasn't for her, none of us would be in this tent right about now. Please make some real, real, real noise, and I mean it right now, Jean Binter Breeze. Let's go.
Thank you. Over 20 years ago, America bombed a tiny island in the Caribbean called Grenada. They could have sent a canoe with four Marines. Grenada is so small. And they bombed it in practice for bombing Iraq. And this is called Third World Blues. For me, no empty baggage pages of their lies. No hammed voices, falsetto smooth, covering war cries. But the salt sea spray of an island's tears that burn me acid, and the wind that sings in echoes of their bombs, the wind that sings contralto tremors of their bombs, would that nutmeg choke their obia, and the dust of cinnamon lift their prints as evidence for babes now growing in an island's belly. How third world, my blues. How third world, my blues. Of oceans bending backwards to make ends meet. Of mountains rising up to misty tears. Of mothers patching pieces of sky to cover the winded bellies of their babies' cries. How third world, my blues.
Now, if you're an aspiring musician or producer hoping for fame and fortune, then the CDR sessions at the Big Chill Festival may be for you. The events are run by a company called Burnt Progress, who have been holding CDR nights at Plastic People for the last 5 years. You turn up with your CD, hand it to the DJ, and hope it gets played during the session. We went down to the Sousa tent to see what kind of music Big Chill Festival goers were bringing in.
Haven't been doing it for very long. Studied a course in a program called Cubase earlier on this year and wanted to make my own music since I was about 15.
We had some CDs on us that we came prepared to give to different DJs and stuff, and we saw the CDR tent.
I just walked over here this morning, dropped my CD into the little letterbox they've got by the decks, and I kept my fingers crossed and scurried off.
I brought with me to the Big Chill like 20 CDRs, so I just gave Tony and Gavin a couple of CDs, so they have everything on one CD.
As far as submissions is concerned, we only ask that the music has gone through some kind of technological process, either, you know, mixed on a computer, because we don't vet the music. You know, we just insist that people have kind of done their thing best of their ability, and que sera, sera.
I'd say it's a techno track. It's quite moody. It's very electronic.
What is the style? Oh my God, it's kind of a jazz meets electronics meets... What does it mean?
People use it for CDR for many different reasons, whether it be just to hear the music out loud for themselves the first time ever, to somebody who wants to hear they're making music for 10, 15 years, they want to hear what the mix sounds out before they get a track mastered.
The next best thing to us being here playing live, which is what we were aiming for.
See what sort of people like dancing to it and what sort of reaction you get and how it sort of, it seems when it's played in such a sort of festival environment.
What's great about doing a CDR is that, you know, because it's kind of new music, you know, we do get the occasional kind of music producer or kind of label owner who kind of, you know, kind of flutters by us querying tracks they may like, you know. And we just say to them, you know, if you like this track, you know, the person's in the audience there somewhere, you go and find them.
When we first came, there's a bit of sort of dub reggae going on, and then it sort of moved into a more dancier area, and we've been waiting every track, think, how the hell are they going to mix our track into this one? No, it's not going to be this one. And just seeing how the process of getting to, you know, setting up the right groove for our track to be played is quite interesting. We're still waiting.
It's quite nerve-wracking in a way, you know, but hopefully fun as well.
It's kind of a tad stressful though, isn't it, sometimes?
It is particularly stressful because the response of people who come into the festival and they never heard their own music at the festival itself, but it's always been a dream, and actually then to have that moment when the track's being played at the Big Chill Festival, they freak out.
Hearing it live is fantastic. It's a really, really nice feeling. In my head, I'm thinking it still needs work, but it's really good to see people getting into it and dancing to it. It's a really, really good feeling. Yeah.
One, two, all my people in the place today. How you feeling? You cool? Oh, if you're enjoying a Big Chill, let me hear you say, oh yeah. That's right. We're going to break it down like this. Oh my goodness gracious.
I think the Big Chill Festival is one of my favorite festivals because it's the unbrainwashed festival for people that think out of the box, for people that have a good time, for people that just want to hear, people that want to see something for the first time and decide whether they like it. It brings that old aesthetic back of you have to see and know how you feel about music rather than be told it's great. The difference for me about performing at Big Chill to any other festival is Big Chill is the type of festival that I'd go to. The audience made me laugh because when they see me camping out, you know, struggling to put my tent up and then going to perform with James Brown tribute band or standing on stage with Rosie Murphy, there's a element of we with the Big Chill. It's like, you, even though you're an artist, you're probably going to catch a tent and check the vibe because it's the sort of festival that even artists want to be at to watch other artists.
I'm Toby Litt and I'm reading my book I Play the Drums in a Band Called OK at the Big Chill Festival. It's about a Canadian band, kind of mid-level indie band. It's got four members, Clap, Sif, Mono and Crab, and they rise to the top and then fall apart. And the story you're going to hear a little bit from is when the guy who tells all the stories, Clap, who's the drummer obviously, he has become a dad of two daughters and he's desperately trying to think what to sing to them as lullabies, and he realizes that most Leonard Cohen songs, and Leonard Cohen's headlining here, are deeply inappropriate. So he goes on a journey to try and explore what songs he can sing to his daughters to get them to sleep.
One night, 4 or 5 months ago, when they couldn't sleep, I tried to come up with a new lullaby for them. There's only so many times you can sing Leonard Cohen's Suzanne, and Esther had banned Chelsea Hotel No. 2 because of the oral SEX reference. I wanted something long-lasting, something folky, a tribal gift to my children. Halfway through Rockabye Baby, I realized how it ended. and stop dead. I couldn't remember more than the first couple of lines of Lavender's Blue. Is this my culture? What kind of heritage do I have to pass on? Pop and fragments. I couldn't remember what my mother used to sing to me, so I called her up. It was only just gone 10. The mother is back. She told me she couldn't remember either, then phoned back to say she'd remembered something. When you were about 5, you used to love I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke. Boy, that dates me. Man, that depresses me. What do I have? What do I own? Is Leonard Cohen it, the real thing? Mum called back again to say that when I was really little, I'd like Knights in White Satin and anything by the Mamas and Papas. Thank you, I said. That's great. If you think of any more, please don't tell me. I thought you wanted to know, she said. I did. I don't any longer. You sound tired, she said. She was right. Tired is how old people sound, because the young are exhausting them. They use us. We buy them stuff for them to lose interest in quickly. It's not that I don't want my daughters to make the mistakes I did. It's that I don't want them to make the mistake I was, to go with a guy who is the contemporary equivalent of the guy I used to be. Should I send them to violin lessons, ban rap music, and have a no tattoos, no piercings until 18 rule? Should I install a smoke detector in their bedrooms? They're going to be 2 next week. I decided to reconsider Leonard Cohen. What was so bad about him? He wasn't shallow, an advance on buying the world a Coke. When I was 13, Cohen was my god. His biography didn't mean much. Born Montreal, 21st September 1934. All that detail crap. Author of esteemed books of poems with ornate titles. Let us compare mythologies. Not important. All I cared about was the Songs from a Room long player and the clues it offered a lonely boy of a possible future.
Well, that's it for this edition of the Big Chill Podcast. I'll be back each month to bring you more top pickings from the Big Chill Festival. Visit guardian.co.uk for information or sign up to Books from the Guardian on the podcast page of the iTunes store. To play you out, I'll leave you with the D'Archetypes. D'Archetypes describe themselves as a comic, conscious and playful collective of spoken word and music artists. Their facilitator is Shane Solanke, and he curated their 4-hour-long session on Friday night in the Words in Motion tent. Shane teamed up with Sabira Jade. Together, they call themselves Last Mango in Paris, and they perform their own version of Jolene, Jolene.
Now here's a story about a man. He worked so hard to get a tan. He wanted to become an African. He put collagen into his lips and traced his name to slavery ships. Though really, he was born in Birmingham. Well, that poor sod had overlooked the fact that he had overcooked in tanning booze and use of Saint-Tropez. So he walked into a pharmacy and spoke to Mrs. Solanke, who said, "You must use this every day." He looked at her and he said, "What is it?" And she replied, "It's called Jolene, 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 India's number one skin lightening cream. Jolene, 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 helping you improve your self-esteem. It's used by Condi and Obama, Tiger Woods and the Dalai Lama, and now we sponsor Lewis Hamilton. What shade do you suppose was Daniel Craig before he rose to the iconic and pleasantly light-skinned James Bond? Well, that man, he was chuffed. He knew that he had found the stuff that would hide the fact he worked out in the field. He walked out of that store with 15 kilos, maybe more. And to this day, his skin, it rots and slowly peels. Why? Because unfortunately, he uses
Jolene, 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 India's number one skin lightening cream.
Jolene, 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 helping you improve your self-esteem. Jolene, 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 India.
Australia's number one skin lightning cream. Jolene, 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 helping you improve your self-esteem.
It's true, it really does help you improve your self-esteem, and I'm living proof of that, really. Charles!
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.